Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another exclusive podcast here with Anabaptist Perspectives. I'm Reagan Schrock, and this is going to be an interesting episode because we have Bryant Martin happens to be in the area. So we brought him into the studio this morning. And so Bryant is someone we've interviewed, three or four times over on our main channel, which you can easily find anywhere you get your podcast. But yeah, talking about a number of different things. But Bryant, you're involved in something that we've had some interaction with for a while now. It's called Strength of Strength. It's a YouTube channel and podcast. Got a website, different places. You can Google that if you're interested in learning more. But y'all are doing something in a similar space as what we're doing with Anabaptist Perspectives. And I wanted to have a conversation about what does that look like? A little how it started, but like what have you learned along the way by posting? You're doing much more long form content. So you're posting, you know, an hour and a half long, say, videos up on YouTube talking about various aspects of kingdom Christianity. And a lot of people are watching, which is kind of surprising because people are like, oh, the attention of today is so minimal. It has to be a 2-minute video or nobody's going to care. You guys are clearly not seeing that. So I'd like to dive into a bit of why are you doing it? What have you learned? Why does it matter? And just go from there. So that's maybe a bit broad. So let's start there and see where the conversation is. So first off, welcome to Tennessee. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah. Well, good morning, everyone, or hello, everybody. Good to be here with you, Reagan. And I consider this a privilege. I consider Anabaptist Perspectives our big brother. So when you think about it from the strength to strength side, in many ways, you were pioneers back in 2017, 2018, when you kicked this off. And I've been a huge fan of it all along. And continue to be, and really believe that you have a really unique niche in the media digital world that you're in, and you're continuing to exploit and steward. And I really want to bless your ministry in that. And in no way see Strength to Strength as like a competitor, really, but really, you know, partners together in this world with our own unique, you know, niches. So. But yeah, thank you for having me on here, and I count it an honor to be here, and really want to bless this work as you continue on here with Anabaptist Perspectives. And really, I know you're considering, is there other areas that we can push into as a ministry? And I'm excited to see what will come out of that as you and your team really flesh it out. So, all right, so the why of Strength to Strength. So, you know, Anabaptist Perspectives was started with a lot of intentionality, which I admire. Strength to Strength was rose up out of the soil, if you will, without a ton of intentionality, and all of a sudden realizing, you know, we kind of have a unique thing happening here. Is God calling us to steward this in a more intentional way? And so, you know, 2020, COVID, Patrick Matthews wanted to see people coming together to encourage each other. And so he kicked off this every morning meeting at 6 a.m., and which is in our DNA. We can't seem to change. And you know, out of that grew Strength to Strength. So it was very much of a kind of an organic community type endeavor that in ways maybe continues to be like that today, which maybe suits kind of my personality more of going by the seat of my pants. I've been accused of that many times, kind of my personality. And so, however, you know, we have quite a team that are really, really honing into this and thinking, of course, we're all thinking long-term too. But yeah, so that's kind of how Strength to Strength, you know, rose up out of the soil.
So it wasn't like some grand strategy of we're going to do this thing so yesterday we were looking at some of your YouTube analytics. And I'm blown away how many people are watching you. And from what you were telling me yesterday, it sounded mostly organic. It wasn't like you had, I mean, there are people out there that spend an enormous amount of time strategizing and planning and trying to figure everything out with YouTube just to get even close to the numbers you guys are seeing on some of your videos. And it sounds like that wasn't necessarily the plan. It wasn't like you were trying to go big on YouTube or something and reach the whole world. It seems like you touched on something that is pretty significant here.
Sure. And And I've said many times that in different initiatives in my life, that when you see God moving, kind of place yourself in that stream. And great things happen. And it's like, you're just like, wow, this is amazing. Like, this wasn't done by just some, you know, group of guys, you know, get together and strategizing. It was just like God raised it up out of the soil. And I love the verse there in Isaiah that talks about how God is going to make righteousness grow up, just like plants in a garden. It'll just grow out of the soil, this idea. And God at times does that. And like, obviously, we need to partner with that. God has given us brains to strategize, and I'm not against that. But it's just exciting when you see something like that happen. And there's been a couple times in my life where I've seen that. It's like, whoa, you know, I've said, just like we're kind of hanging out the back of the cart, you know, just our legs flapping in the wind, you know, just trying to keep up with it. Like the horse and carriage are like, boom, they're moving. And in ways, maybe Strength to Strength has been like that. You know, a bunch of us guys meeting regularly, all of a sudden, you know what, let's just hit record on this and begin to upload this. And, you know, everyone kind of brought their little part to the table. And before we know it, you know, we're on all the different platforms, you know, with some gifted men who, you know, are able to do those kind of things. And it's taking off. And none of us are really trying to create a full-time ministry or a way to make a living, or even, and of course, some of the parts of Strength to Strength too is very simple. So the media is very basic compared to what you're doing. So for us, it's just a Zoom video and audio uploaded, which has its issues. I wish some people, you know, I've had people say, wow, could you like improve your video and your audio? We're like, yeah, maybe we should think about that some more. And, you know, and we are, but it's very basic, very basic, very raw. And so I think that attracts maybe, or helps us maybe put out a certain type of message that's kind of like, you know, the nitty gritty. This is kind of who we are and it is what it is. And some people like that, or maybe speaks to people in a certain way. But then for you all at AP, you know, you're shooting live video and you're doing it with excellence. And I really like that too. So I think that appeals and speaks in a certain way as well. So we all kind of have our own space there. So, but for us, it's, you know, because of those things, it doesn't take much overhead at all. So there's just, you know, some people to throw some money in the kitty and, you know, pay for the quick video edit and upload it. So it's pretty basic in terms of that. But really, you know, our why, of course, you know, aligns with you, and that's the kingdom of God on earth, to see that actualized, to see that seed planted, right? So it can grow up into something way beyond what we could imagine. And our purpose is to advance Jesus' kingdom by sharing the good news with a watching world, and to assist the church in earnestly contending for the faith which is once delivered to the saints. And we do that by, you know, tackling thought-provoking topics, stimulating candid discussions, and sharing faith-building testimonies. And so that's our purpose, and we're just reaching out and pulling people in, you know, obviously, earnestly contending for the faith which wants to deliver to the saints. Like, that's holistic, right? That affects every area of our lives as followers of Jesus. And so our topics are really diverse, and, you know, we don't have a long-term plan. It's, you know, we're kind of booking out a month, 2 month, 3 month. You know, sometimes we put some thoughts into themes and events, which are fun, but yeah, we'll see. You know, maybe we'll find maybe a particular niche or topic that we'll kind of hone into, kind of become, this is what we're about at Certain Strength, but we haven't really found that. It's just more of the holistic life of the follower of Jesus, and how that affects us and what we should be thinking about and doing and entering into, really, like, yeah, engaging.
There's something about y'all's format that apparently is working. Again, just thinking YouTube numbers, you know, I think your most watched video is like 100,000+. And it's an over an hour long lecture on a Zoom call, which for YouTube, that's insane. That's very, very rare. But you're apparently having conversations that there is a real audience for. People do care about this. And that's really interesting to me, because it's telling me there's a void in that space. Is that something y'all have seen? Was that a deliberate thing of, we're not going to just make this available on, you know, CDs, or you have to go to some random website to find these talks. We're going to make them freely available all over the internet on podcasts, YouTube. But was there some strategy there of like trying to get it as accessible as possible? And then why did you choose to go that route?
Well, I would say that that was fairly, again, fairly unintentional. So with you all, where you do more the moderator, like the engaging Q&A type interviews, that you put a lot of thought and a lot of work into that, and I admire that. And I want to see you guys continue to do that. But for us at Strength of Strength, you know, this is just kind of a sideline show, right? Sideline work. All of us, you know, are involved in other things full time, so we haven't had the time to really kind of develop the talks where we can actually have kind of an interview style. So that there, it's more lecture. So we say, hey, brother, could you come and give a 45-minute talk on this? So it's a lecture, and then, you know, there's a Q&A at the end. So the host, you know, so we have a brother who's assigned to, you know, lining up the host, you know, which is, it comes out of the admin team, and the host might put a little bit of thought into it beforehand, but really it's just like he's listening to the talk and then kind of preparing some questions, and the host kind of leads out with that at the end. And then of course it's live as well, you know, so we have people calling in, and we have people's, you know, obviously zooming in from all around the world, and they can too ask questions, which that happens some. So it's kind of this community Q&A, which I think brings kind of a unique aspect to us as well. So it's not just us doing it. It's really kind of the interested body of Christ that's coming to the table and asking these questions. So I think that's a unique aspect, you know, that we have at Strength to Strength as well. You know, and really, I think a lot of these talks are, these concepts are very nuanced. And to give a person time to kind of unpack it over 45 minutes to an hour, you know, is a good thing too. So, but, you know, we definitely lose people there. You know, when you look at an hour and a half video, for myself, like I don't do much of that. Like, you know, I'll be on Strength to Strength and listen to it, but I'm not getting many more of hour and a half talks in throughout the week. Like I'm just don't have that time. And whereas, you know, so I think that you know, with a 15 to 30 minute interview style, you're reaching another whole set of people that we probably aren't. And so I think there's room for both of us here.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense though, because y'all are going for that. I think you're doing something special with the community and the honest conversations side of things. Again, clearly there must be a void or something. You're filling a niche there just because it's working so well. And that tells me you're doing something right, which is exciting. I guess what's next? Like what does that mean? If we're seeing this void, is that mean, you know, maybe people aren't getting these good, honest conversations or teaching, you know, within their church communities, or, you know, they don't have a strong friends group to bounce ideas off of, or what is it? What is this telling us? What would you say are some of the key things you've learned from both being part of the work, but also just watching how it's gone over the last few years?
I would say, you know, if anyone were to go check out Strength to Strength, they would soon see that we have a what we call an S2S sisters. And so we have a whole admin team of ladies, of sisters who are leading out with an initiative. So teachers, you know, sisters teaching sisters. And that has exploded. Like they'll have, you know, so their calls are on Saturday afternoons at 3, and they'll consistently have 100 people zoomed in on the lives.
See that, you're connecting to something,
and
that's really
global,
special.
And it's a global audience. You know, some of the faithful attenders are out of Australia, Netherlands. You know, in Australia, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it's like 5 o'clock in Western Australia, it's like 5 a.m. in the morning, and they're consistently. There are several ladies that get together and are consistently on that call. So, for sure a void there, and so we have seen tons of interest in that, and also lots of ladies emailing and saying, hey, I want to connect with these sisters. I need a mentor. And so much so that the Strength of Strength sisters side has actually developed a panel of older ladies who have said, yeah, we will interact with these ladies and try to plug them into local congregations and try to answer the questions. And so there's 6 older ladies who are doing this, and it's really exciting to see that happening. So definitely, for sure, as I watch Strength to Strength and just our interest, it's the ladies' side of it that there's just so much interest in it. That's been exciting to see. So the ladies are, you know, continuing to kind of develop their team and, you know, and add in other ladies where they need it. Because obviously a lot of these ladies are mothers and they're busy and they don't have just lots of time. And so, you know, they're only doing 12 talks a year. So it's quite a bit less work than what we do on the men's side or on the general side of strength to strength. But it's definitely an area that, as the admin team and advisors for Strength to Strength, we want to see us giving, you know, leadership and direction to that. So that's one exciting part of Strength to Strength. And then, you know, on the general side of Strength to Strength too, we have, in 2 years, 2025, right? And that's the 500th year anniversary of the Radical Reformation, the start of the Anabaptist movement. So we're, you know, thinking about how can we really kind of dial in to maybe a pilgrim church thread over the next 2 years, you know, starting obviously with their apostolic early church, then on up through, you know, faithful movements throughout the centuries, you know, yeah, touching the Anabaptists then. So that's something we're thinking about working on, and I would love to see Anabaptist perspectives working that as well. Like, I think it's actually a unique time, unique moment in time, the 500th year anniversary that we have here. So with this digital media, how can we steward this for the kingdom and to challenge followers of Jesus to be faithful and to grow in their walk with God and in obedience to Jesus and his kingdom, but also, you know, engage other seekers? Because I think the message of the kingdom is so appealing to so many people and so life-giving, Jesus and his kingdom. And we're, between us too, we're only scratching the surface. So I think there's room for a lot of other ministries to really work out in this field too. So I'm excited to see what will happen over the next 10 years. I'm reading a book here by James Hunter, and he says that there's like three big movements throughout history that he sees. And so the first one was, you know, actually writing, like the writing, people actually beginning to write and put it onto clay tablets and things like that. So that was one movement, you know, that was thousands of years ago. And then the other movement was the printing press, 1400s, 1500s, as books got started to get printed in mass, and that disseminated ideas like never before. And then he said the third movement is the internet, you know, here in the 21st century. Really, it's a 21st century thing. Like, this stuff is only, you know, 18 years old, some of this really, this proliferation, you know, of online media. And maybe even 10 years old, 5 years old, like some of it. Like, it's just incredible how this, so we're kind of in a unique time from a number of aspects. And so I'm excited to see Anabaptists really think about how we can steward this. And, you know, when Anabaptist Perspectives started, that was just like a light bulb moment, like, wow, go for it. Like, and so you've really been a pioneer in this field. And so, yeah, thank you for doing that.
That's interesting that you mentioned that, because yeah, when we did start it, I had never heard of an Anabaptist podcast. That I don't think I had, or like YouTube and stuff like that. It just was kind of, I don't know, an unexplored territory. And we were seeing pretty similar what you've seen. There was clearly a void there, and lots of people started listening, which is fantastic. But I feel like that's showing us, and you guys are seeing the same thing. If it's getting that much attention, well, there's clearly a void here, and it sounds like you all are helping fill a void of people out there wanting to have honest, earnest, deep conversations about what it means to live out what they believe. And part of me says that's amazing, that's incredible that this is happening, but it's also, it feels a bit sad to me that we're missing that, and we have to go somewhere like the internet to get it, because having those conversations on the internet aren't the same as having them in real life. And so that really segues into one of the questions I have here, not to downplay what both of us are doing. Obviously, we both believe in digital media as a very effective medium to spread helpful messages around the world. But how do you respond to audience feedback and questions? I mean, we get this all the time. People say, wow, these interviews are great. Where can I find a church group like this? And they live in, like, you know, Russia or something like that, you know, and there's like, well, you know, there's no Anabaptist near you. This happens to us all the time. In fact, this year on YouTube, our third largest audience by country is the United Kingdom. Well, there's almost no Anabaptist groups there at all.
That's interesting. We see that too.
Yeah, yeah. And it's actually almost consistently, they've almost always been third. Last year, I think it was Australia was our third most, which, so that's interesting you mentioned Australia. So how do you respond to that? Because we all know, I think COVID kind of showed us you can't really do church via Zoom. You know, it's just not the same as having that community that you go to church with, you live with, you have those deep conversations. And yes, maybe what we're doing on YouTube and podcasts, that can supplement it. I think it's extremely valuable. It can never replace the real thing. So long way of saying this question, but how do you all engage with that?
So let's talk about how we engage with it. And then I have a couple maybe kind of dreams around this. But yeah, obviously, you know, we do some of the same stuff that you all do is like try to figure out, is there any churches in your area? And by the way, there is actually a group of guys that are creating a website called, it's going to be called churchfinder.org, I think. And they're trying to catalog all the Anabaptist Kingdom Christian churches. You know, so there's some other sites out there like Pilgrim Ministries that kind of does the CLP directory type stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of other churches, you know, outside of that, that don't make it into that book. And so so that's something in process, which I'm excited about that. But however, yes, it's not going to totally take care of the problem that we have. And so, you know, we tell people to pray and to really consider, you know, to seek out people in their area, like, you know, yes, and challenge people to the idea of community. That's actually very important for you. Like, you cannot be an island. So obviously there's limits, you know, to where Kingdom Anabaptist churches are, unfortunately, right? So we need to spread out more, which is another cool subject. Maybe we'll get on that later. But, you know, so obviously, you know, in the moment, look for churches. And then we also really encourage people to seek other like-minded people in their area. Sometimes people are maybe somewhat fatalistic, like there's nobody like me here in my city. I'm the only one like me in my city. Well, maybe not. You know, maybe there are others who are on the same journey as you. God is working with many people in many, many places. And so I believe that we need to always be encouraging them to seek out others. Maybe you won't align perfectly in some of your convictions, but at the end of the day, we are called to community as people. And so we need to seek out other followers of Jesus and maybe lay some of our idealism aside and enter into fellowship with them. So it's, you know, it's kind of a tough conversation because you really want to encourage people in their convictions and not see them compromise. But yet at the same time, it's this tension, right? So this tension that we all have. And even, you know, at the end of the day, for you and I, even in our own local assemblies, are things perfect there? Am I perfect? No. You know, we have our own struggles. We have our own needs. We're not perfect. Are we a credible representation of the kingdom as Anabaptist churches? I believe so. But we have our needs and our growth areas. And so kind of having those conversations, getting people to realize that, hey, even if you were to come to my church in State College, you probably will see some areas that will disappoint you. And so we need to kind of work through those tensions of convictions and reality and move forward, you know, in fellowship, in community with other believers. And so kind of going on a journey with people and helping to work through that, I think, is important.
So, yeah, because it does feel like we've said before, you know, what you're doing with Strength, it feels like you are building some sense of a community, a space to have these conversations. But it sounds like you're also saying we all realize like that's not the end in and of itself. Like you can't stay there forever. There has to be a real church community or fellowship there in real life. Do you actively tell your listeners that, or is that kind of just comes through the ethos of what you're doing?
Well, so when we're engaging one-on-one with them, yes, we would have those conversations. I know that I have. I can't maybe speak for everybody in the admin team in our different interactions, but yeah, that's definitely what we're attempting to kind of rule out across Strength to Strength, as you know, the mentors on the ladies' side and us interacting with seekers, that we're trying to present absolutely encouraging conviction, but helping people really understand the importance of that local assembly and kind of challenging them to pray and to seek out, you know, true followers and try to, you know, figure out ways to unite together and move forward together. It's the reality of church. You know, there's some things we might need to lay down, just for the sake of community.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, but at the same time, does not make it easy. I mean, those are hard conversations to have, especially when we're hearing from people around the world, and there is no church in their area like that. You know, I mean, especially again, because we use the UK as an example, and I think y'all have heard from some people there too. It's, you know, as a fairly secularized, or at least, you know, London and some of those big centers is kind of post-Christian, and they're just like, there's a bunch of, you know, maybe really traditional type churches, you know, Anglican or something, but I'm looking for that more organic model, that more what I'm seeing, you know, through your interviews. And it's like, we can't find good options for them to connect with. Those are difficult. And I wish there were better answers there, which actually makes me really excited for some initiatives that are happening. Some conversations about doing some church planting back in Europe again, some Anabaptist groups wanting to go back there. And I couldn't get more excited about that, actually. That's very inspiring stuff. And I'd love to see more of it. I don't know if that's where we start using these platforms to encourage those types of movements.
Absolutely.
Like the church planting stuff. I'm going a little off script here, a little, to ask that question, but is that something y'all talked about? Is there some way we can use this as influence to do the actual church planting work itself?
Absolutely. I mean, to us, like, this is all about church planting, like advancing the kingdom through local communities, right? God wants a people and he wants to be with his people. You know, that's kind of the storyline in scripture. And so figuring out ways to see new communities started, absolutely, and also connect people. So, you know, is there people on this side who want to go and do church planting, you know, whether it's in Australia or the UK or, you know, Turkey, in South America, and trying to connect those type of interested people. So that's definitely like, yeah. So how can we inspire our people to get into the fray? So whether it's, you know, going to Toronto, which, by the way, is kind of like our top city, that's listening to our YouTube stuff, which is kind of the only place we can, you know, really track some of those things. Of course, podcasts too, but yeah, Toronto, like what? Calgary, Alberta is right there, which there's a Kingdom Church community being planted there right now. So not only globally, but also here in North America, we got these big cities, Chicago, all those who don't really have much in terms of a kingdom witness. And so inspiring people to get into these places absolutely is at the heart of Strength to Strength. But maybe in the meantime, though, one thing we could be doing, Reagan, is seeking out couples who are willing to put in monthly an hour or two on a Zoom call. And so right now, my wife and I are meeting monthly with a couple out of the Netherlands who are on a kingdom journey, and they have no fellowship. And so, sure, we can tell them to go seek out people, and they're attempting to do that, to seek out those, you know, kind of in that part of the world who are kingdom people, but there just isn't many. But we're trying to encourage them in that way. But in the meantime, could we work at building a whole roster of couples who are willing, and singles too, who are willing to engage with that single sister, that single brother, who are willing to engage with other couples just once a month, an hour or two Zoom call. And it's incredible the connection we've built with this couple and the discussions we get into. And they're raising children. And how do you raise children?
Oh, man. Yeah, that's profound.
And how do you do this? And so once a month we're doing this, and it's really inspiring. So we do it on an afternoon, the children are up for naps. Linnell and I, you know, we have a course this evening there. It's 2 o'clock here. We end up sometimes going for almost 2 hours, like, whoa, where did it 2 hours go? And so, and that's one of my dreams I'm certain there's a lot of people out there who would be interested in this type of thing. Maybe it would feel scary, but you can help people work through that pretty quickly and just schedule that Zoom call once a month. It can be incredibly encouraging to them.
Is it too forward to say, if there's people listening here that would be, that sounds like that would be interesting, that they could reach out to Strength to Strength or us or whoever and say, hey, I'd be willing to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, I think we're going to say that then on this podcast. If you're listening, that means you know something about Anabaptist Perspectives, you support us, you care about what we're doing here. So maybe, well, I'll link Strength to Strength website down in the description, and then people can, I would assume, email you through that or contact Anabaptist Perspectives. We'll get you in touch. But I really agree with that, because we've dabbled with that a bit. You know, I made some trips through Europe and things, and actually met some of these people in real life, which is far and away the best, of course, if you can actually get over there and see these people. But like, that's not very possible. And so, yeah, we've constantly been asking that question. Like, what's the next move here? And it sounds like what you're, in my brain, the next move is do some church planting there. But in the meantime, what you're proposing, you know, is some Zoom calls or something.
Sure. And through that, you know, couples, communities could be inspired to consider doing a church plant. To me, so it's like kind of steps in a process where it's absolutely, I want to see churches here in North America, you know, doing some intentional church division and spreading and going out into other parts of the world. And so that could, hopefully that'll lead to that. So getting people involved where they can kind of see the need, see the relation, you know, their relationships, they can maybe even travel to see them at some point. Absolutely. Depending what part of the world. But yeah, if you want to go to, Brisbane, Australia, I'll connect you with a couple there. That's an incredible couple. And they say that they're the only Kingdom Christians in Brisbane.
Wow.
That's Australia, something. Australia is a huge city. And they're just such sincere followers of Christ who just believe that God's going to raise up a church there through their, you know, planting and watering. Incredible faith. So inspiring. So, yeah, so that could be one way that this could happen.
Wow, that's a really inspiring piece, because that was actually one of the conclusion chunks that I had, is like, okay, well, what is next? And I think you've actually already answered that. Of, we see the incredible value that media has as a medium of sharing a message all around the world for free, which is really incredible. Like posting a video on YouTube or posting a podcast, it's basically free to share that, whereas in the past you would have had to pay, you know, to broadcast it or whatever. I think we're pretty clearly seeing how powerful that is, but also acknowledging that's not where this stops. Like, we need that deeper fellowship, that deeper community.
Absolutely. So all means to an end, and to see communities of believers in all these places. Faithful kingdom embassies.
That's a really good capstone of a means to an end. I think that's really important. Yeah, I really like that. Wow, this has been fantastic. I feel like I've learned a lot. Is there anything else that you want to add in conclusion to this episode? Maybe something you want to leave the audience as we go from here?
Yeah, well, I think that there's work for all of us to do, all right? And that we need to really press into seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness and just casting a bread on the water and trusting that God will supply our needs. God is a God of abundance, and we need to have that abundance mindset. We need to step out in faith and go to places where we aren't, and we will see God move in amazing ways. I've seen that happen in our own lives, and I'm just recently seeing it happen in the lives of several families who are moving into a city where there is no kingdom witness, and God's opening up doors and providing for them. Sure, it takes faith. Stepping out on water, it's vulnerable, it's scary, but God's at work in the world, and he is looking for people to use. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have it all together. God wants to use you, and so we just need to, you know, open our hands and say, Lord, here am I, use me.
Yeah, that's profound. That's a good one to end on. Wow, thank you so much, Bryant, for coming.
It was good to be here with you, and God bless your work here.
Yeah.
And your ministry.
And same to you too. So for all of you listening, thank you for your support of Anabaptist Perspectives. If you're hearing this, that means you're part of that group that care about what we're doing and do support us. And we really appreciate that. So we'll link Bryant's work with Strength to Strength down below, and you can check it out, check out their YouTube channel and so forth. And yeah, there's a lot to think about in this episode, how we can use the talents God's given us and use things like digital media to reach people, but also a lot deeper than that, of how do we build those safe communities to have these kinds of conversations and grow and learn together. So I think that's really powerful. As always, thank you for listening. We love to hear from our listeners. So if you have feedback or questions that you would like to hear us cover on this podcast, we would love to hear those from you. So send us an email. You can find all our content over on our website, anabaptistperspectives.org. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode.